Hello and welcome to the special episode of the podcast. Today we're going to do something a little more tactical, literally tactical. And this is a rundown of my favorite props and sensory tools, the ones I use for myself, with clients, in yoga sessions, and during coaching and organizing work. These aren't just props for yoga or wellness. They're tools that support focus, regulation, comfort, transitions, and being in your body when the world feels like too much. Let's dig in. Before we jump into the list, let's talk about why sensory tools are powerful. Many of us, especially if we're neurodivergent, chronically overwhelmed, or living with chronic stress, move through the day in a state of low-level dysregulation. Sensory tools are not about fixing that. They're about offering support. A weighted blanket isn't just cozy, it's grounding. A fidget isn't just a distraction, it's an anchor. Props in yoga aren't crutches, they're cues of care. The goal here isn't to have the perfect kit. It's to find what actually helps you come back to yourself. Let's start with some of my favorite movement and rest props. Yoga blocks. These are great for support in seated poses. They can help bring the floor up to meet you. They can also be good as weighted anchors under the hands in grounding shapes. And if you don't have yoga blocks, you can use books or a box or something a little sturdy to help support you. Bolsters. These are amazing for restorative yoga, but you can also use them for posture, for sensory regulation, or even just to hug and have near you. And if you don't have a bolster is a pillow, a big pillow. Maybe it's a couple pillows. Blankets. Those can be folded for height, rolled for spinal support, or draped over your body for sensory comfort. And I think we all have blankets in our home. They're also great for transitions. They can be symbolic for the end of the day or the start of a session marker. A chair or a wall. They are not fancy at all, but they can be so effective. Support doesn't mean less, it means access. Having a chair or a wall can be great for balance, slow flow, or grounding shapes. If I'm in a class and the chair is no longer feeling comfortable and I've been there for a long time, I'll often go to the floor and find a wall and find that support for my back and my body. An eye pillow or soft mask. These aren't for everyone, but for those who crave the pressure, this can cue deep rest, especially in Shavasana or during guided practices. Now let's shift to sensory support tools you can use in everyday life. While you're working, while you're walking, while you're on the phone. Textured objects. So these can be tangle toys, silicone poppers, stone beads, fabric swatches. Something tactile to have in your hand that feels comforting. A weighted item. So this could be a lap pad or a neck wrap or a weighted blanket. It feels calming without needing to lay down. This is great for when you're on your computer, you're transitioning, or decompressing at the end of the day. Essential oils or scent sticks. I can be pretty sensitive to smells. So when I use essential oils, there is a couple that I don't mind diffusing and have kind of constantly going throughout my day or evening. And then there are others that I can take a small whiff of or have just gently placed on my body. But there's only a couple that I know work for me. Otherwise, they might make me more anxious. You can pair them with breath work, or maybe it's a cue to shift gears. Maybe it's a little bit of peppermint behind the ears or on the neck to just give you a little jolt for the day. Ambient lighting, soft lamps, maybe color-changing LEDs, even a string light. It can help shift the energy of a room instantly without needing to clean or rearrange. Noise buffers. Maybe it's earplugs, noise-canceling headphones, or even gentle white noise. Sometimes silence can be really overstimulating, and a neutral sound can help the brain exhale. A mirror-free zone. I recommend having at least one corner of your home or practice space where you're not visually monitoring yourself. This can be huge for sensory relief. When I recommend props or tools, I always come back to three questions. Does this support regulation, not just aesthetics? Is it flexible or multi-purpose? Do I like how it feels, not just how it looks? You don't need a huge collection. Start with what feels good. Layer in as you notice patterns. And don't be afraid to let a tool go if it stops helping. This is about sensory stewardship, not shopping. If you want to build your own toolkit, here's a starting point. Ask yourself, what helps me feel grounded? What overstimulates me that I could reduce or buffer? What sensations do I crave when I feel anxious or foggy? Choose one movement support and one sensory anchor to try this week. Keep them somewhere visible, reachable, and judgment-free. You don't need to earn them. You're allowed to have support built into your space. Thank you so much for joining this rundown. If you want a full list of the props and the tools I mentioned, you can grab a companion guide at the show notes below to download that. You can also come find me on Instagram and let me know what's your favorite support tool right now. What's in your nervous system toolkit? And remember, you're allowed to rest. You're allowed to fidget. See you next time.